A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Qinghai and esteemed artists.
Togetherness and separation, happiness and sorrow, both aspects encompass the nature of this life. The human fate continues to be stifled by worldly attachment and delusions, making it difficult for us to disentangle ourselves from the ties that bind.
Someone hold you when you wake up and cry. When I see you, my only one, won't someone tell me if you ever return? I wish we could sail the same destination. I want to break these chains of my desperation. When I see you, my only one, someone tell me if you ever return. Where are you now, my only one? Won't someone tell me if you ever return. If you ever return. Thank you for being so kind. Wonderful. Supreme Master Ching Hai. Bravo! Bravo! Beautiful. That's really putting somebody on the spot. For a tiny girl, you certainly have a beautiful voice. What wonderful lyrics. I think this was very special tonight. Wasn't that wonderful and dear of her? I mean, I would have been scared to death. She did a beautiful job. I can't believe she did that. They told me, just tell her it'll be easy. But you know, that's very scary. I was very proud of her. Wasn't she wonderful? She sings beautifully.
With her immense wisdom and compassionate vision for the earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been a constant source of light and love in our planet's evolution. Renowned around the world as a spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Ching Hai is also esteemed as a Renaissance artist.
The soul of an artist, of a true artist, in my opinion, is to be in touch with the divine. When you put in touch with the divine, that inspiration flows through you and touches the people that are observing the art, feeling the art, touching the art, that puts them in touch with the divine. Very few people can do that. It's just a blessing. And no one can tell you how it's done. Mozart was touched. Supreme Master Ching Hai was touched. She can't help it.
I think she has a gift. First of all, it's her inner soul that's coming out. She's a very peaceful person. She is a loving person. She wants the world to come together, as we all do. She wants to see that we can save our world by love and inspiration through music and art. So her dreams are all of our dreams. And she's quite inspired. She's a very good poetress. She writes very lovely poetry.
Master Ching Hai, I admire you, I respect you, and it's good to be your friend as well, and all the goodness that you're giving the world, by preaching the world of love and peace. And that's really what life is about.
Master Ching Hai is a terrific poet. It takes a lot of heart, a lot of soul to be a good poet and writer. She does it so naturally, you would think that someone actually didn't teach her, but most probably God taught her and gave her that gift.
When you deal in truth, you penetrate people. And she dealt with truth.
Since her childhood, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been writing profoundly heartfelt poems. She also composes songs and is an accomplished painter whose works are presented in diverse media, such as oil on canvas, pastel, and watercolor. She is a designer of exquisite jewelry, fashion, lamps, and interior decoration. A loving caregiver of animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai also designs dog and bird houses, beddings, and apparel. Furthermore, Supreme Master Ching Hai is the author of 3 number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. These books feature lovely photographs by Supreme Master Ching Hai of her blessed animal companions and the beauty of our natural surroundings. They have been translated into several languages and introduced at book launches in various countries. In July 2010, the epic comedy drama entitled The King and Co, for which Supreme Master Ching Hai personally wrote the screenplay and directed via remote control, premiered internationally. This humorous tale enthralled audiences with its wit, charm, and insight, while informing them about the deadly harms of meat, alcohol, tobacco, and addictive drugs.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is obviously a supreme master in terms of really being focused and dedicated to studying what is the essence of life and how it should be shared and how it should be empowering of other people and how it really is the epitome of humanitarianism. And Supreme Master Ching Hai expresses that in her success through art. She paints, she's a lover of animals, she promotes this.
She makes beautiful art. She stirs our souls, she stirs the world in a positive way. When you see her art, you think of love, of peace, tranquility, our humanity, infinity, and spiritual enlightenment. She inspires us to care for one another. She inspires us to love all living beings on this earth. And we're all inspired in our own and unique way.
Hi. Look at Supreme Master's picture book, number one. And since I'm a photographer, that's my other passion and my hobby. And I looked at some of the pictures, and the pictures were beautiful. Hummingbirds and whatever little birds she had following. And I looked at the plants and see her walking in the plants and her pets. And I was looking at the book, and it's just like television. And when I finished looking at all the book with the pretty pictures and words, I felt better. And I was like, wow, all that from a picture book.
Well, it's amazing when somebody can do more than 3 or 4 things and do them great, you know, to be a poet and an artist and, you know, just to be able to handle all of what she does, you know, the charity work and all of that stuff. It's pretty amazing. If anybody looks, Google this and you could see a list that is longer than most people's lives already. I also really admire her for, you know, the treatment of animals to me is a real issue. I love animals. I think, you know, that people should be more aware of the other creatures that inhabit the planet with us and treat them with the respect and dignity that they deserve.
The prolific works by Supreme Master Ching Hai provide an independent source of earnings for her humanitarian contributions worldwide. Over the past 2 decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has donated more than $28 million globally to assist where needed, including for humans, animals, and the environment. In the United States alone, the sum to date exceeds $4 million, not including donations that Supreme Master Ching Hai has made anonymously. From the depth of her compassion for the precious inhabitants on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai shares her creative gifts from the heavens to bring comfort and contentment. She also offers practical and material support to those in need.
Well, I find her an extraordinary person. The kind of time and love that she gives for all of her humanitarian efforts and her artistic efforts is really remarkable and unusual. Not that many people have that combination of instincts and impulses that she does. I'd like to thank her for her worldwide work, which is ongoing and which does so much for so many people. I think that she's unique and remarkable and has so much to give, which she is giving. Some people have a lot to give and they don't. And others try, but they don't have a lot to give. And that's very admirable. But she has both, and that's very unique. And the fact that she is able to do that is a great gift to me and to everybody. I'm grateful.
I think Supreme Master has a lot to offer the world, and she's obviously on her mission, and people love her.
We can't say enough about her talent, but I think what's even more important is her humanitarian aspect, because there's a lot of talented designers out there in clothing and fashion and the like, but I think to pour your money back into doing good for the world and really not seeking credit for it, I think is unbelievable. So I think that's what's really inspiring about her.
Over a decade ago, Supreme Master Ching Hai's elegant poems have been set to music and arranged by Oscar and Emmy-winning composers.
In December 1998, as a moving tribute to her, these works were world-premiered at a benefit concert entitled One World of Peace Through Music at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, USA. The concert brought together over 100 prominent Hollywood entertainers, including an outstanding 65-piece orchestra comprised of distinguished musicians who regularly perform for the annual Academy Awards. The night of the One World of Peace Through Music concert, over 6,000 audience members were taken on an awe-inspiring journey of beautiful music, poetry, and drama. Hosted by renowned actress Debbie Reynolds and the charismatic John Moshita Jr., a World Guinness record holder as fastest talker.
During the benefit concert, Supreme Master Ching Hai also presented contributions to representatives of two highly respected organizations known for their commitment to serving children. Mr. Mark Cohen, president of the Starlight Children's Foundation, Ms. Shoshana Grammer, regional director of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and Mr. Mike Drebe, St. Jude's board member.
We are delighted to be a part of the celebration on behalf of the Starlight Children's Foundation and part of One World Peace Through Music. We are gratified to be part of the Suma Ching Hai organization and your donation to us. We thank you for allowing us to be part of this wonderful evening.
The Suma Ching Hai International Association and St. Jude have something in common, and that's our love for children and our dedication to each other. Through this, we make miracles happen, and tonight you've made miracles happen for these children, and I thank you very, very much.
I would like to represent all of you to offer a little contribution to these two great organizations who takes care of the children without condition, without wanting any reward. But God will know. God knows their effort. So this is from you to them. I just sign it on your behalf.
Dear St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, in best wishes for the children, I would like to sincerely give a humble contribution of $150,000. $50,000 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you for your efforts in serving such a noble cause. Yours truly. Supreme Master, on behalf of the scientists, the doctors, the volunteers, and the staff at St. Jude's, but most especially the children, thank you so much for your generous support.
Thank God.
Thank you so much. Dear Starlight Children's Foundation, in best wishes for the children, I would sincerely give a humble contribution of $100,000 to the Starlight Children's Foundation. Thank you for your efforts in serving such a noble cause. And Supreme Master, on behalf of all of the children of the Starlight Children's Foundation, which number over 500,000, we thank you very, very much for your generous contribution.
The memorable One World of Peace Through Music concert was a marvelous opportunity for Hollywood stars and American entertainers to become acquainted with the noble works of Supreme Master Ching Hai. Footage of Supreme Master Ching Hai's personal appearances at grand Hollywood galas offer a rare glimpse of the enlightened master's loving presence among the stars.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, the world's premier center for treating and researching terminal childhood diseases, was one of two recipients of Supreme Master Ching Hai's generosity at the One World of Peace Through Music concert.
A few months after the event ended, the National Executive Director of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Mr. Richard Shadyac Sr., personally wrote a letter to invite Supreme Master Ching Hai to attend their 19th annual Hollywood Gala, held on March 4, 1999, at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills. Much supported by celebrities and prominent figures across the nation, these Hollywood galas are held for the important cause of curing fatal childhood illnesses.
Both Mr. Shadyac and the Vice President of St. Jude, Jerry Chipman, had the opportunity to meet Supreme Master Ching Hai to convey their gratitude. St. Jude also printed Supreme Master Ching Hai's picture in the angel section of their souvenir book.
For entertainment, star comedian Dennis Miller stirred the room with laughter, and five-time Grammy winner James Taylor performed his greatest hits through the years.
Among the VIPs who greeted Supreme Master Ching Hai were famed television host of the United States' longest-running syndicated talk show, Phil Donahue, dinner co-chairs Tony, Terry, and Marlo Thomas, the three children of Emmy Award-winning actor Danny Thomas, and St. Jude's founder, Hollywood film director and producer Tom Shadyac, whose credits include movies such as Patch Adams, The Nutty Professor, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and Liar Liar. Film director-producer George Shamshun, Dr. Ching Hong Pui, one of the leading medical researchers in the nation, Maxine Moshe, executive director of the Amy Karen Cancer Fund for Children, and actor Steven Seagal, the star of such popular movies as Under Siege, Executive Decision, and Above the Law, and his companion Arisa Wolf. Steven Seagal was particularly surprised and impressed upon learning of Supreme Master Ching Hai's artistic talents. Out of spontaneity, Supreme Master Ching Hai gave Mr. Seagal and Ms. Wolf each an SM Celestial ring that she designed herself. Amazingly, the rings fit them perfectly.
The following year, in 2000, co-chairs Marlo Thomas, Terry Thomas, and Tony Thomas cordially requested Supreme Master Ching Hai's presence at the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital's 20th annual Hollywood Gala. Supreme Master Ching Hai was very touched by their sincerity. However, she was unable to attend due to a busy lecture tour schedule. She thus conveyed her love and well wishes by way of several representatives. Those who had the pleasure of meeting Supreme Master Ching Hai the previous year extended their warmest regards.
To the Supreme Master, I missed you this year. We had a wonderful time last year, and I loved your album. I found it inspirational, not only for the music, but for the message it conveyed to the soul. And I pray next year you'll be with us. Thank you. God bless you. She is so filled with love. God bless you. I do the same thing as the Supreme Master does. We bring peace and joy to children of the world.
Hello, Master. From the beautiful part of our country, California. I say that it's a year since I saw you last. I trust you are well, and I assure you I am surrounded by so many of your devotees here in Hollywood. Happy New Year to you.
Supreme Master, how are you? I want to show you I've learned to meditate. Watch. I haven't learned to do it for very long yet, but I'm working on it. I miss you. I wish you were here. And God bless.
My best to Supreme Master. I think of her very fondly and remember with a lot of joy my experience on stage with her that night, accepting the check for the children of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. It was a wonderful experience, and I certainly hope I'll have an opportunity to meet with her again very soon. Please let her know that she's in our thoughts and prayers.
Greetings to you, Supreme Master, from Shoshana Grammer, from the Regional Office of ALSEC St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. From your heart, you've given so much to the children, and you've created a lot of miracles for the children with your generosity and with your good thoughts and prayers going their way. We're very, very appreciative of what you've done for us in the past, and we look forward to you having a long life and you sharing your long life with the children of St. Jude to give them a long life as well. We watch a TV show. The essence of the Supreme Master is really pure, and her heart comes out in an international language, and we get the good feelings and the calmness and the love and her inspiration to us. And somehow she's got a universal language, so we love it, we enjoy it, and even my 7 and 3-year-old love watching it with us. So we're bringing them up with listening to the Supreme Master, and even they'll click around and instead of watching their cartoon, say the Supreme Master, and we all watch it. So she's really come into our lives and into our hearts, and we are better people because of it.
Starlight Children's Foundation, the second beneficiary of Supreme Master Qinghai's generosity at the One World of Peace Through Music concert, is founded by actress Emma Sams, known for her work in famous television series General Hospital and Dynasty, and her cousin, film producer Peter Samuelson, to brighten the lives of seriously ill children through entertainment and wish-granting programs.
The foundation held its 15th anniversary gala, The Magic of Starlight, on October 28, 1999, at the Regent Beverly Wilshire Hotel in Beverly Hills. Ms. Laurie Goldman, the Executive Director of Starlight Children's Foundation, wrote a letter to personally invite Supreme Master Qinghai to attend the gala. An official invitation was also sent to Supreme Master Qinghai from dinner co-chairs, Oscar-winning actress Kim Basinger and CBS executive Les Moonves. As a token of gratitude, Starlight Children's Foundation reserved a full page in their annual gala book to highlight Supreme Master Qinghai's contribution to the foundation during the concert One World of Peace Through Music.
Although extremely busy with another world lecture tour, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously reserved some time to attend Starlight's gala. The president of Starlight Children's Foundation, Mark Cohen, greeted Supreme Master Qinghai with a beautiful bouquet of flowers. Supreme Master Qinghai was then accommodated with a seat especially reserved for her at the head table.
The program opened with Mistress of Ceremonies, Swoozy Kurtz, followed by Mark Cohen's speech, in which he expressed his sincere thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for her kindness to the children. The entertainment included performances by multi-Grammy winner Sheryl Crow and award-winning singer and actor Davis Gaines, well known for his performances as the title role in Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera, more than 2,000 times.
Among those who had the opportunity to meet Supreme Master Qinghai included Golden Globe and Emmy-winning producer, director, and actor Martin Sheen, who has starred in many acclaimed films and television series such as Apocalypse Now, Badlands, The American President, and The West Wing.
Martin Sheen and his lovely wife Janet later invited Supreme Master Qinghai to their beautiful Malibu beach home, where the family enjoyed a delectable vegetarian meal and wonderful time together with her. As souvenirs, the Sheens presented Supreme Master Chinkai with special boots as a symbol of her travels in the Himalayas during her truth-seeking years, and a treasured shirt which actor Martin Sheen had donned in his starring role during the filming of the critically acclaimed Apocalypse Now.
Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress Susie Kurtz, who has acted in Reality Bites, Liar Liar, and Dangerous Liaisons, was overwhelmed with appreciation for Supreme Master Chinghai's generosity. Upon hearing of Swoosie's admiration for her unique gloves, Supreme Master Chinghai affectionately gifted her the elegant pair of gloves as a souvenir.
Prior to leaving, Supreme Master Chinghai visited three terminally ill Starlight children and lovingly gave each one a gift bag consisting of a teddy bear and a red envelope with lucky money.
After the gala, Starlight Children's Foundation engraved Supreme Master Chinghai's name onto a fund center as a token of appreciation for her dedication to the children. The unit was placed in one of the largest and most reputable children's hospitals, the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. This fund center is one of the entertainment programs that Starlight provides to help the children through their difficult times during medical treatment.
I would just, on behalf of the Starlight Children's Foundation and Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, like to thank Supreme Master Chinghai and for donating, among other things, this fund center. Also, many of the things the Supreme Master has done for Starlight. We've granted a lot of wishes. We've done children's activity network events. We've granted hospital wishes. We've done a lot with the generosity of the Supreme Master.
It's really nice to receive these, and as you know, we have many kids that are here. So it's always great to have something as wonderful as these activity centers, because many times the kids aren't allowed to leave the floor, leave their room, and it gives them something to do while they're getting their therapies. And so we want to thank you so much, because it really is appreciated by all of our families and our children and the nurses.
I got admitted today for chemo cancer.
Where is it?
In my blood.
It's in the blood?
Chemo. Hi, Supreme Master. Thank you, Supreme Master, for the fun center.
Following the One World of Peace Through Music concert, Supreme Master Chinghai's art and humanitarianism became widely known in light of the marvelous evening. The 27th annual Telly Awards honored Supreme Master Chinghai with a silver statuette in 2006 for the melodious masterpiece, The Peace Seeker, presented at the concert. The symphonic portrait featured Supreme Master Chinghai's heartfelt poetry, set to music by Oscar and Emmy Award-winning composer Fred Carlin. In addition, founder and executive director of the Los Angeles Music Week, Margie Evans, a renowned singer herself, heard of admiration for Supreme Master Chinghai via the Professional Musicians Union, whose members had performed in the orchestra at the One World Benefit Concert. Moved by Supreme Master Chinghai, she honored her during the 9th annual Los Angeles Music Week in December 2002 with a crystal plaque. Although Supreme Master Chinghai was unable to attend the reception at the Wilshire Grand Hotel, she sent representatives to convey her gratitude. Also during Los Angeles Music Week, the City of Los Angeles recognized Supreme Master Chinghai with a Certificate of Commendation. Signed by Los Angeles Mayor, the Honorable James K. Hahn, and presented by City Council Member Wendy Gruhl, Supreme Master Chinghai gifted 100 One World of Peace Through Music books to local students at the Los Angeles Children's Day following the award ceremonies. Moreover, she donated $4,000 in lessons and instruments for the underprivileged students with musical aspirations.
Her music is helping me to advance. Her book, One World of Peace Through Music, is helping me advance. So I position from a prophet in the Bible. Whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. I know how to abase and abound. That's what she is helping me do through her music, her love. Supreme Master Chinghai, thank you for being you, for many people throughout the world you have touched. You will never know all the people, but I hope something I'll do in the future will show you that I finally got the message. I might not never see her in person, but I feel her spirit. That's what I think of her work.
In addition to sharing her love and resources in many humanitarian endeavors, Supreme Master Ching Hai also encourages beautifying our world with the arts. Many prominent Americans have been appreciative of Supreme Master Ching Hai's steadfast support and requested her presence at other celebrated occasions.
On March 21, 1999, Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited to attend yet another star-studded event, the Oscar Gala, Night of 100 Stars, held at the Beverly Hills Hotel. The invitation to Supreme Master Ching Hai was warmly extended by Edvard Akopian, the ambassador of Lomar and the president of 21st Century Entertainment.
This 8th annual event was attended by over 150 Hollywood stars, including past Oscar winners and nominees, to show tribute to the Academy Awards and to support Martin Scorsese's The Film Preservation Foundation, which is committed to safeguarding the nation's treasury of past motion pictures. The board members of the Film Preservation Foundation include illustrious directors Steven Spielberg, Clint Eastwood, Woody Allen, Francis Ford Coppola, Stanley Kubrick, George Lucas, Robert Redford, and Sidney Pollack.
One of the first stars to meet with Supreme Master Ching Hai was famed actress Stella Stevens, known for her roles in The Poseidon Adventure with Gene Hackman, Girls, Girls, Girls with Elvis Presley, and many more.
Thank you so much. I love your outfit too. And, I do want to see more.
Very simple.
Yes, very simple. Very traditional. Classical.
In front of all the big movies, I have to be simple.
Well, simplicity is the essence of style.
Throughout the evening, many celebrities approached Supreme Master Ching Hai, including Golden Globe-winning actor Kevin McCarthy, with over 200 television and film roles, including Death of a Salesman, actor Mark Hamill, who starred as Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars trilogy, actor Robert Davi from the classic family film The Goonies, and the TV series Profiler, Oscar-nominated actor Tony Curtis, who starred with Marilyn Monroe in Some Like It Hot, and Sidney Poitier in The Defiant Ones. Four-time Golden Globe-nominated actor David Carradine, known for his starring roles in the television series Kung Fu. Oscar winner and multi-nominee Rod Steiger, who starred in The Pawnbroker and In the Heat of the Night. Multi-Oscar-nominated actress and director of the silver screen Diane Ladd. Famed singer and actress Connie Stevens, who has performed for many U.S. presidents at the White House and sang on tour with Bob Hope. Vincent Schiavelli from Ghost, Batman Returns, and James Bond, Tomorrow Never Dies. Ken Huffmaker from Entertainment Sports Television, Peter Nygaard, international fashion designer and sponsor of the Oscar Gala, Oscar-nominated actress Karen Black from The Great Gatsby and Five Easy Pieces, and actor Henry Silva from Dick Tracy and Above the Law.
This is a Supreme Master.
You're so nice. I know you too. All my favorite tonight, my God.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's divine way of being and her faith in humanity, God's precious children, has encouraged stars and others alike to walk on the same path of peace and love.
Among the talented performers who had the chance to share Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision at the One World of Peace Through Music concert was the Pasadena Boys Choir. Founded in 1925, the Pasadena Boys Choir is the oldest civic boys choir in the United States of America. The choir has performed and toured throughout the country as well as abroad and gained an exceptional reputation for its program of excellence. The Pasadena Boys Choir has performed with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, the Los Angeles Master Chorale, the New York City Opera, the San Francisco Opera, and other prominent groups and artists.
After the benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed $10,000 to the Pasadena Boys Choir Scholarship Fund, as well as another $10,000 gifts and red envelopes of lucky money to each of the boys. John Barron, the director of the Pasadena Boys Choir, was thoroughly surprised and touched that his prayers for the scholarship fund were answered. Mr. Barron expressed his thoughts on the One World of Peace Through Music concert and Supreme Master Ching Hai's works in an interview on May 6, 2001.
She had made a very generous gift to the choir, to our scholarship fund. It benefited a lot of boys. But this other gift plan, I was not aware of. And I hadn't said anything to the kids, so they were not expecting this. So they were absolutely amazed, as they were today. Those beautiful bags are so artistic and colorful again. We made the distribution, said, well, this is a very special gift from Supreme Master Ching Hai. And then we distributed the red envelopes. And they were absolutely flabbergasted. I don't think any of them have ever had that kind of an experience before. I also was incredibly impressed with her art display and her fashion work and the jewelry and the paintings and so many mediums in which she creates. I can't get over how she turns out such a volume of creative work, and all first class, also beautifully expressed. It's truly remarkable when we look around our world and we see special people like Supreme Master. It really is a lesson for all of us in giving of oneself.
Do you remember seeing Supreme Master Ching Hai at all?
It was really nice to see her. Like, I thought she would be really, like, big, but she was a small person with a lot of love.
Thank you for everything that you have done. It's just so amazing what you have done to this world.
To express their appreciation, the Pasadena Boys Choir, under director John Barron, performed several songs on May 6, 2001, as a special dedication to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
We would like to dedicate this song to Supreme Master Ching Hai with all our love.
Your soul.
besides guiding others through the fields of joy, encouraging them to cultivate inner peace and self-love, a virtue that Supreme Master Ching Hai espouses and exemplifies is altruistic devotion. American veterans, those men and women who have sacrificed so much, sometimes even putting their lives on the line, have a special place in Supreme Master Ching Hai's heart.
Congratulations to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm very honored to be here today. Even though I'm a spiritual person, I am very grateful to stand here today. Due to the sweat and blood and sacrifice of many distinguished, young, heroic personalities. And I would like you to know that even though some of you have gone, but we will see each other again. There is something greater than physical life, and that I know. And all your sacrifice will never go unnoticed and will be rewarded by the Almighty. I just had an operation, and after the operation I was thinking of you so much, and I just want to say you I'm grateful. And war is sometimes inevitable, even though nobody likes war. I pray that one day our world is peaceful, so that all your heroic talent, all your enthusiasm will be used in rebuilding our world and protecting what is right in a peaceful way. I have pledged to offer $200,000 for the veterans who need, or the children of them who has no one to take care of, or in whatever situation.
Shortly after her attendance at the Los Angeles Veterans Memorial Service, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $200,000 to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Also in appreciation of veterans, in 1997, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized a spectacular concert entitled A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. It was held at the DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution, Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., two blocks away from the White House on the evening of December 27th. A blend of traditional and contemporary arts, this concert bridged East and West, transcending cultural barriers and offering the audience an unforgettable artistic experience. The two beneficiaries at this concert were the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and Vietnam Children's Fund.
Attending the concert were the guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, and other distinguished guests, including Director of American Veterans and National Coalition of Homeless Veterans, Mr. Mark Katz and his wife, All Axis or Vietnamese famed actress and co-chair of the Vietnam Children's Fund, Ms. Kuo Chin, and Mr. Jim Delgado, Director of Volunteer Services and Acting Secretary of the General Office, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. An audience of over 3,000 filled the concert hall to partake in a feast of beauty for the spirit in this unique musical event.
There are many things that America, your country, have done for us and the world, and we can never do enough to express the gratitude and our deepest, humblest thankfulness for all the sacrifice that your sons and daughters have done in order to protect the peace of the world as best as you can. We have just done some very, very tiny part of what we wish to do and what everyone else wish to do. We just join hands. So since we are here as the grace of the organizers and all the beautiful guests and the government permission in Washington, D.C., we would like to take this opportunity to represent the the gratefulness of the world to America and her citizens for every great and small sacrifice dedicated to the human race. We wish to contribute a little solid material comfort to some of the great work that you're doing to the veterans. We have been doing this in some degrees all these years. And tonight, since we have the opportunity, please be gracious and accept some a share of gratitude from us among the worldly citizens. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It is certainly an honor and a pleasure for me personally to be here to represent the Acting Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Mr. Herschel Gober, and the Department of Veterans Affairs, and I gratefully accept your tremendous generosity and support of America's veterans. In doing so, I would like to express our appreciation to Suma Qinghai, to the International Association, and to each of you here this evening for helping to honor the special men and women who have sacrificed in service to their country.
The amount is $100,000.
I too am moved by this. It's $100,000 as well. And far be it for me to say anything that this money will do for the people of Vietnam. Thank you very much.
Suma Qinghai, Lewis Buller, Terry Anderson, and I, we are co-chair and founder of Vietnam Memorial Association. On behalf of Lou and Terry and the children, thank you very much.
Americans themselves are known to be generous and kind-hearted people. Some U.S.-based charities, in fact, are solely devoted to helping citizens outside of the nation. In 2006, Supreme Master Qinghai lovingly contributed $65,000 in financial support to six U.S.-based nonprofit organizations whose goals are to better the lives of the children in Olac, or Vietnam. One of these recipients was the Blind Vietnamese Children Foundation.
For me, Supreme Master Qinghai, she done a lot of works. Amazing today, you see all kind of works she did here. So it's valuable. I really appreciate that. Master, I thank you very, very much for the donation check of $10,000 here and to help the foundation in the service for the blind children in Vietnam. May God keep you in good health and peace and joy.
Giving It Back to Kids, founded by Robert and Dorothea Kalachin in 2002, has helped build homes for low-income families in Olac, or Vietnam.
I've been learning quickly is that she's got quite a heart. She's not really there to proselytize. She's there to help people and to get them to live their fullest in God, from what I understand. I want to thank Supreme Master and thank you for what you've done to help us, to help the children in Vietnam. It's going to influence and impact children's lives for generations, not just one, but for generations.
Supreme Master, I just want to thank you for the incredible opportunity that you're providing for us to help these children. And I am touched by your generosity and certainly your action. Thank you for providing yet another sign that we're on the road that we should be on in accordance with God's plan. Thank you for the opportunity.
Supreme Master Ching Hai also donated to humanitarian services for children of Vietnam, Prosthetics Outreach Foundation, Vietnam Children Assistance Program, and Vietnam Relief Effort.
On behalf of our organization, and on behalf of the children in Vietnam, and all of our people, all of the people who assist our organization, I'd like to thank Supreme Master for this $10,000 donation. It's hard to express how much good this money will do. It will save children's lives, it will change people's lives, it will change families' lives.
I really want to thank the Supreme Master for her gift, and I understand it's coming from her personally, which is even more astounding. We were very surprised when the call came and we heard you were going to be receiving $10,000. What we are going to do is we will use these funds to help men, women, and children in Vietnam get artificial limbs that they deserve. 30 individuals will have a chance to restart their life because of this generosity.
And was really moved by the charitable work that Supreme Master Ching Hai does, in specific, what she did during 9/11. This is a person doing good, and she doesn't expect good recognition. You know, that's not her purpose. Her purpose is to get more people to help, and she's done wonderful work in that regard. And I'm very appreciative of the donation that our foundation's receiving.
We're very grateful to the Supreme Master for her generous donation of $20,000 to the Vietnam Relief Effort, and that donation will go and touch many lives. Her generosity will help many, many people in Vietnam.
Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai's dedicated efforts on behalf of others' happiness are offered without any conditions in return. Her invaluable assistance has brought comfort and enrichment to the lives of many of her beneficiaries. In today's program, you have enjoyed Farewell Song, music, lyrics, and vocals by Supreme Master Ching Hai at the benefit concert One World of Peace Through Music on December 18, 1998, organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association at the Shrine Auditorium, Los Angeles, California, USA. Orchestral arrangement was by composer Peter Boyer. We have also listened to Some Say Love, written by Amanda McBroom, and Fields of Joy, composed by Michael Kamen and Hal Fredericks, with vocal performance by the Pasadena Boys Choir on May 6, 2001, as a special dedication to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Born in 1970, Professor Peter Boyer is Helen M. Smith Chair in Music at the School of Arts and Humanities, Claremont Graduate University. He is an award-winning American composer, conductor, and professor of music, whose prolific works have been performed over 250 times by more than 90 orchestras. He has conducted recordings of his music with two of the world's finest orchestras, the London Symphony Orchestra and the Philharmonia. He is also the recipient of 7 national awards, including 2 BMI Awards for Young Composers, the First Music Carnegie Hall Commission, and the Lancaster Symphony Composers Award.
While best known for his orchestral piece, Ellis Island, The Dream of America, Boyer is also esteemed in the film and TV industries, having written musical scores for the History Channel, Warner Brothers, Paramount, and other major film companies. Composer Peter Boyer has set Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry to music and arranged one of her original compositions titled Farewell Song. He shared his thoughts on Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem, Love Melody 4.
I've taken this poetry and tried to find the essence of what it's about, which seems to be about love and longing and commitment, and try to reflect that somehow in the music. I feel that there's some sort of a connection between her visual art and her poetry, in that it tends to have very simple, direct, sort of emotional kind of quality to it, and I think that that can be found in the poetry as well.
Amanda McBroom is an acclaimed American singer and songwriter, having been described as the greatest cabaret performer of her generation. Her songs have been performed by famous artists such as Bette Midler, Leanne Rimes, Barry Manilow, Judy Collins, Barbara Cook, Anne Murray, and Harry Belafonte. Ms. McBroom's own renditions of her beautiful compositions have been highly lauded. She also co-wrote many of the songs for the Land Before Time film series. As an actress, Ms. McBroom continues to make appearances on a number of popular television series and has contributed her melodious voice to children's cartoon shows.
Michael Kamen, born in 1948, was a prolific film and television composer, performer, musical arranger, orchestrator, and producer. Mr. Kamen provided the scores to numerous popular movies, such as Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Highlander, Someone to Watch Over Me, and many more. He co-wrote the Bryan Adams song, Everything I Do It For You, which became the number one song in the world in 1991, according to Billboard's top 100 hit songs for that year.
The multi-talented artist was also instrumental in bringing about the 1994 Great Music Experience at Todaiji Temple in Nara, Japan, in aid of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO. On this occasion, he composed and conducted an overture for 350 performers, including 200 Buddhist monks and 35 Kodo Japanese drummers. During his eminent career, Mr. Kamen was the recipient of 3 Grammy Awards, an Emmy, 2 Golden Globes, 2 Ivor Novello Awards, and an Annie Award.
Hal Fredericks was born in New York, New York. A gifted artist, his works include co-composing the music and lyrics of Fields of Joy with Michael Kamen. He also created pieces performed by Lenny Kravitz and New York Rock and Roll Ensemble. Mr. Fredericks has acted in notable movies such as Two Gentlemen Sharing, Ironside, and The Flying Nun.
Thank you for watching today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarian Elite. Please join us on Saturday, March 26, 2011 for part 2 of our 2-part tribute. Loving is sharing, Supreme Master Ching Hai's auspicious affinity with the United States, as we learn more about Supreme Master Ching Hai's additional deeds of generosity and caring consideration for the noble-hearted Americans.
From residents affected by devastating natural disasters to the voiceless animals, from the non-profit Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine to the animal protection group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, we will feature some of the many to whom Supreme Master Ching Hai has offered her kind support as together Americans create an ever brighter tomorrow. Due to our program's time limitation, we can only highlight a portion of Supreme Master Ching Hai's humanitarian work in the United States. Be sure to tune in to Supreme Master Television on Saturday, March 26, 2011, right here on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry.
May you and your family be blessed with happiness and harmony.
Thank you.
course, we're always together, in our heart, we all know that. But know that I always hold America dear in my heart. I truly mean what I say. Thank you for being Americans.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television on Saturday, March 26, 2011, for part two of our two-part tribute, Loving is Sharing, Supreme Master Ching Hai's auspicious affinity with the United States. For more of Supreme Master Ching Hai's message of love and humanitarian efforts, for more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.